Supporting up-and-coming new Aussie music. This is The Scene on Perth's Mix 94.5.
G'day, this is Blake. First guest for tonight as well. We're going to have a chat to Fields. Love chatting to local Perth artists. This is Promises from Fields in the studio. G'day, Fields. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic. Blake, how are you?
Good. Now, this is not the first time you've been in the studio. Of course, you've been in a band, Brewfield, who we've had on the show a few times.
Yes.
But now you're doing your own thing.
Yeah.
Does it make it easier?
Scary.
Harder? Is it scary?
It was initially, yeah, because, I mean, obviously on stage and you have four, you know, backing, like covering up your mistakes. It's quite naked being there by yourself, you know, but it's quite liberating. It's really good.
So when you do shows now, is it only you, acoustic?
Just me. Me, guitar, bit of foot stomp, tambo pedal, you know, a few little bells and whistles.
But One woman band.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. What about songwriting? I mean, working in a band and songwriting can be advantageous. It can be really hard as well. What's it like now you're doing it by yourself?
It's really easy. I find I'm just writing heaps more. It's a different genre. The band, it was more rock pop, whereas this is quite Celtic-y, kind of folky, but it's still upbeat.
Yep.
And I just feel like it's just more natural for me.
What kind of stuff have you always been into songwriting-wise?
A mixture of everything, I have to say. Like, I grew up in a huge family and they all listened to different types of music, you know?
Yeah.
So obviously coming from Ireland, U2 were huge influence, and Christy Murr. And as I grew up, I was huge into pop. So like Backstreet Boys and NSYNC and all of that. So I think that they all incorporate into my style.
Yeah, absolutely. Find that you tend to write about certain subject matter, or is it really wide?
Mostly, I guess, based on life experiences.
Right.
I try not to go too deep with them because I do want people to be able to connect and relate.
Yeah.
I've got this thing where people are like, can you not just write some positive lyrics? Like, why is it always like a heartbreak or whatever? But I'm like, people need heartbreak songs.
You know what? Those are the songs that get you over heartbreak, listening to heartbreak songs.
You're not alone.
That's right. We're not alone in this crazy thing called life. And talking of this crazy thing called life, so Promises. Recorded with Pete Renzullo,
yes, my man,
at Scuddly Records. What is this song about? Where did it come from?
This song is I kind of touched on the whole generation dating game, I guess, where it's all very instant, like Tinder and all these dating websites, and you don't really get to know somebody before you're intimate.
It's an interesting, the whole modern dating thing is an interesting songwriting avenue because it's only a very new thing. So you don't often hear songs about, you know, Tinder.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We're going to play that in just a moment, but this is part of an EP which is coming out later this year, so in April. The launch is 11th of May at the 459. Bar, but you're about to embark on a tour. So you're going Victoria through March, Gold Coast, Byron Bay, and then heading back home for a little while.
Yes.
All by yourself? Just you on stage?
All on my lonesome.
You're taking the kids along with you?
I am, to Ireland, yes. Ah. Yes. I went home last year, did a little mini tour last year by myself, which was so scary.
And so when you're touring by yourself, how do you kind of cope with that? Do you find being alone a bit of a sanctuary, or is it difficult?
I really enjoy meeting new people.
Yeah.
I think it's fun and it's exciting, and that's what life is about, isn't it? You know?
Absolutely. Well, enjoy the tour. Congratulations
Thank
on
you
the
so
song.
Much.
It is called Promises. It is Fields. Details on our Facebook page, Mix 94.5, as to where you can find her online, all the live shows, and of course the launch happening 11th of May at the 459 Bar. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Supporting up-and-coming new Aussie music. This is The Scene on Perth's Mix 94.5.
G'day, this is Blake Williams. This is what we do every Thursday, 8 o'clock. It's all about Australian and West Australian music. And I love this story. Tonight, we're chatting to a guy who has teamed up with Dido. You would know Dido from some big songs, this one included.
But I will go down with this shit. And I won't put my
White Flag. Huge song from her. Rob Agostini's in the studio. Perth singer, songwriter, and producer has written the brand new Dido single. G'day, Rob. How you doing?
Good, thanks, Blake.
Mate, thanks for popping in today. First, let's just play a little bit of this track.
I'm not sitting with my head in my hands right now. I don't care where you've been.
We going to come back to it. That is Give You Up, the new one from Dido, written by a Perth boy. Mate, take me...
Co-written,
that's right. Take me back a little bit. So when was this song first written?
It was written about 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Three other people. One, my longtime collaborator, Denny Thacker, Cy Hulbert and Dee Adam, both of them in the UK.
Okay.
That union of people came together through our respective management, that kind of thing. So that
yeah, right.
was one of the sessions that we had.
Right. So written 4 years ago. And so how long were you sitting on the news that this may be on the album?
About 3.5 years, yeah.
Do you forget about it at some point and go and get an email and go, oh, that's right?
No. We never forgot, and there's a massive thread of emails.
So have you worked with these guys before?
Yeah, we've done a few things with them. Probably done like another 100.
Wow,
so.
Far out. How did the song make its way to Dido? How did she hear it? Do you know?
A contact of ours through our manager in New York had a connection there. Someone just overheard it in the office and said, oh, this is going to be a really good match. I'm just going to send it to her. So he sent it to her.
Mm-hmm.
And literally like the next day he had a reply saying, you know, this is incredible. And
you put these songs out there, they get picked up, they don't get picked up. But when one does get picked up by an artist that, you know, is a bit of a household name around the world, really. How did you feel when you kind of heard the news initially?
Can't repeat what we said in that email, but...
but you're safe to say you're pretty happy.
Yeah, we're pretty happy. So we're like, oh, yeah, well, if it happens, it happens.
Yeah.
You know, you never kind of, you know, you got to hold on to it, but you got to kind of sometimes take it with a pinch of salt.
Absolutely. Do you think this will sort of pave the way for other collaborations with other kind of artists of that sort of level?
Oh, we hope so. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. My real objective is just to write great songs with great artists, you know, and Dido is just, you know, one of my favorites. So
do you ever get to sort of chat to the artists about anything to do with these songs? Do they ask you where it came from or anything like that?
It depends on the artist. Sometimes we're in the same room with them. We have a chat. We get to know them. We just, you know, just get to know each other. Most of the time we haven't met them before.
Yeah.
Flying by the seat of your pants most of the time, and you're on high alert, and got the adrenaline running. So,
well, let's hope she comes to Perth and she gets you on stage to play with her. That'd be pretty cool.
Oh, that would be cool.
That would be very nice. Rob Agostini, mate, thanks very much.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Thanks, mate. Yeah, very, very cool. And of course, Dido, not an Australian artist, so I can't play that full song on this show, being an all-Australian music show. But and I'll play a little bit of it. The fact that it is, you know, written by someone or co-written by someone living in Perth, and, you know, 4 years ago writing this and sort of sitting on that news for so long. Great track from Dido, Give You Up.
My phone out.
Very cool. To hear the full version, you'll have to get the new album from Dido. It's out very soon. Continuing, let's go acoustic. It's Head to the East. This is Amy Shark on the scene tonight, Mix 94.5.